We follow the order of matins. Please rise. The lesson from Hebrews chapter 4. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. It's hard to walk in someone else's shoes. Unless you've experienced what someone else is going through, it can sometimes be difficult to sympathize with that person. A compassionate person will try to understand, try to imagine what it's like to have that trouble, that difficulty, that disease, that fear. Some people are highly tuned in to others' emotions, others' problems. Such a person can be called an empath. It's related to the word sympathy, which means to suffer with someone. Empathy is to suffer within oneself, to take on someone else's suffering. An empath is a good listener and can be a good friend. But sometimes an empath takes on too much of the other person's pain and suffers it to his own detriment in himself or herself. That is a rare thing, but it can be difficult. The term is used more in science fiction than in medicine or psychology. We do not use the term empath for our Lord Jesus, but that gives us a picture of what he does for us, a way to think of what he does for us. He takes on our own sin, our own pain, our own guilt on himself. He carries the sins of the world. He takes it away. He does this willingly because he loves us. It is not his own suffering. It is not his own sin. It is ours. The Bible says, "The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Our text uses the word sympathize. Jesus sympathizes with us. He suffers with us. He suffers for us. He understands our temptations and our sins. He suffered all the temptations that we face. We know how difficult they can be when the devil comes and tries to deceive us and lie to us. But we also know what it is to give in to temptations. Jesus knows the temptations, but never gave in, never sinned. That we cannot really understand. But that makes him the perfect, true, and real substitute for us. He takes our place. The Bible gives us so many pictures of this that we can remember it. In the Old Testament Day of Atonement, the high priest laid his hand on the scapegoat, and they led it away in the wilderness to take away the sins. At the first Passover, the unblemished, the pure lamb was slaughtered, and its blood was painted on the doorposts so the angel of death would pass over their houses. The Passover lamb died to spare Israel from the plague of the death of the firstborn. Israel was freed from slavery and brought into the promised land. Jesus becomes that Passover lamb for us, bringing us out of the slavery to sin and into the promised land of heaven. That is what we remember during Lent and Easter. Paul sums it up in Corinthians, "Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." But unlike the scapegoat and unlike the Passover lamb, Jesus rose from the dead. He becomes the first fruits of those who sleep. Because he lives, we shall live also. He brings us the gift of eternal life. He received our sins that we might receive his life, the eternal life that he earned by dying on the cross. In about 10 days, on Easter Sunday, we will again celebrate this greatest festival. It's not about little chickens and bunnies. It's not about Easter eggs, even though those are symbols of new life and rebirth. The reality is Jesus Christ risen from the dead. We will see Jesus risen, and God's promise is fulfilled that we too will rise again to eternal life. This is our sure and certain Easter faith. This is our hope that gives us new life and the greatest joy even now. May God be with us to celebrate and keep this festival with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Christ, our high priest, entered the most holy place once for all with his perfect sacrifice. Christ, our brother, lives again and shall never die. Because he lives, we shall live also. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us rise and sing the canticle hymn.
who have given us the Holy Gospel and have instituted the Holy Sacraments, that through them we may have comfort and forgiveness of sin. We beseech you, grant your Holy Spirit, that we may believe your word, and through the Holy Sacraments day by day establish our faith, until we at last obtain salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.